and blue electric fire. Going so bad, it's like I'm out of time. Going so bad, I had to break your mind. Give me your love, baby, all your time. Give me your love, baby, you got mine. Now walk me to the river, darling. Rock me in the river, darling. Now do you start to shiver about it? Walk me to the river, darling. Walk me to the river, darling. Walk me in the river, darling. Now do you start to shiver about it?
Hello, I am a robot. I have been programmed to inform that you are listening to WFMP, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley. Thank you for listening. Robots will rule the Earth in 10 to 15 years.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car.
We are waves of particles made, organized by chance. Something from you, 'cause it's you, 'cause it's you. You turn me on, you turn me on, you turn me on. You turn me on, you turn me on. These radio waves you hear are free as the atmosphere and love. What a
dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the presence of God to mourn the loss of
Excuse me, hey, is this seat taken?
But to celebrate.
Quiet, please.
Extraordinary life.
Hey, you know, come here often.
Norman Ward is suddenly.
Hey, why the long
face?
This is a funeral.
I know that. It's a damn good one, too.
Medical oddity.
Not as good as yours will be.
I'll say.
Source
of
great strength for us.
No!
And that Father Brimley?
One would have to demand.
Good choice.
Why?
He's quite a performer, you know.
What do you think he is, Yo-Yo Ma?
So did you know him?
Who?
Oh, Vlad the Impaler. No, the guy in the box.
A man that
you know him?
No, I just come
Norman
to funerals
in
to
fact,
be seen.
Well, me too.
My satanic incantation.
Look, you must know the guy in the box you refer to is my uncle.
Was your uncle?
He's still my uncle, no matter what.
Well,
I'm going to tell you what.
But aside from polishing
pretty good for a dead guy.
Mean
what
Wendy,
a touching
huh?
thing to say. I'll be sure to let the widow know your
Anyhow,
sentiments.
After a few days, Norman was
all things considered, though.
So I removed.
I don't know if I'd have gone with the open casket thing.
But the paper,
I mean,
mock-ups.
I wouldn't want a room full of looky-loos checking out my putrid rotting corpse.
Disgusting.
Yep. Cremation is worse, believe me. I've seen what goes on down the morgue.
The last thing
yeah,
Norman
hopefully
said
you'll
to me.
Visit again real soon.
Yeah, hope so.
Weeks ago.
Hey, you know, let me tell you, it's nasty business. I'll
he
tell you what.
He shook my hand on the way out.
First they cut you open
smile,
and drain out all your life juice.
Oh,
great service.
Meanwhile, listen, this is sticks everywhere are farting. Really, I swear to God, I smelled it. I smelled it. They take out
what
your brain
you
and weigh it.
I'll need
now,
a postage
Herman.
Scale for yours.
You're not awake.
Hey, listen, don't even consider donating your body to science. Ho,
Anyhow,
ho, ho. That's the biggest rule I can watch.
Like
listen, they hang you up on a hook in a meat locker with crack whores, Scientologists, and whatever torso gets pushed out of the river that day. Then the med students, they get drunk, and they set up the cadavers in all kinds of crazy poses.
Rita,
Sometimes they have voices.
Oh, stop it.
Or Slim Jim?
No. But thank you for that unsolicited yet enlightening discourse on mortuary science.
Down the western horizon and cast a
like
rosy glow on the
heat. Of course I liked him. He was a terrific uncle.
Then why aren't you crying? Amos really sad. He missed him a lot. You'd be crying.
Thank you, Dr. Freud, but I think I'll grieve in my own way. From the
top of, you know what? I'll bet you're glad he's dead. What are you leaving the will?
Congratulations! That's the most classless remark I have ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
For your information, I am here to pay my respects to a member of my family. That is what a funeral is, a ritual in honor for the dead. Not a sideshow from a cob bleacher bum.
Well, you at least got the day off from work, right?
You are a sick, sick little man.
So tell me, you're gonna go to that thing after?
What thing?
You know, the thing with all the food and stuff.
Oh, the thing. Yes, I'm going to the thing.
Me too. I love pie.
Maybe I'll skip the thing after all.
Come on, you can ride with me. Listen, I got clergy plates. Guaranteed parking.
No way. No way in hell.
Thank you very much.
Listen, at least let me give you some flowers.
Then, that was very moving.
I don't even want to know where you got those.
Field intelligence side. You know, I could go on and on about Norman. Why, looking down at him, I would say he's about 5'8 or so. Close-cropped, gray hair. Great suit, too. And I would love to have those cufflinks. Godspeed, Norman. Where are we going for pie?
I get up and I make some coffee, cursing everything because I don't smoke anymore. Then I connect to the internet to read the news and check my mail. Then I send a couple shouts out to the world, shouts to my old man in SoCal, and shouts to my hung-up brother. Sunny day howdy crap, mostly because I don't want him catching on, but I get some shots in. And that's it for technology, man. I'm not really grooving on it anymore. My machine is stuck at 133 with 16 meg, and I don't give a flying fart, man, because the world is passing me by, but ain't no tricked up computer's gonna change that. Besides, I don't make my living behind a computer. I make my living behind a wheel, delivering stuff. It's where my ass is comfortable. The dispatcher wanted to hook me up with a cell phone, but I told him no way, so we settled on a pager. I keep it turned off, and everyone was happy for a while, because I'm mostly a courier. I deliver manila envelopes to little high-tech nests in the hills. I hate that buzz, man. I hate it, but they got some attractive ladies whom I figure get bored with computer guys, so I try to slink when I can and look dangerous. I get some lines in, you know, but nothing's come of it yet. Anyway, I drive till it's pretty much dark. Is how it goes. I have to stop a couple of times to piss and call the office, and after then, I don't really know. I don't watch the TV, and I sure as hell don't use the computer at night. That's crazy if you ask me. So I guess I don't know. The day ends. But on Wednesdays, I drive longer because I listen to Our God in Heaven on 44.1 FM. It's way down there. I tried to tell my brother about it, but he thought it was some kind of religious fanatic thing, and plus he never listens. Plus he says 44.1 FM is technically impossible, and he gets really hung up on that aspect. I said it's only on the radio in the old Toyota, and it's only been there since the accident. Which sucks, because I just got this tricked out used Taurus, and I can't get Our God in Heaven on it. So on Wednesdays, I drive the Toyota. And that's bad. I can't even get this thing inspected. I think both axles are pretty broke. Oh, here it is. Our God, this is Our God in Heaven.
Hello, This is Earl of the Home Remedies with Earl, traveling roadside companion of the air. I'm the Earl of Mention. You know, roughly spoke, I have to get myself front and simple this hour today, because the Earl home hold is moving locales, and there's a right fine smack of packing to come along. We're heading leftward until there's no more left, and then setting up on the internet before someone thinks up my me, him, or herself already. For us resident long-timers, fitting all stuffs immemorial into the gossip head about small sack is a brooding that lacks all sweet. Yeah! So before you get hepped up and raring, you need a pre-list. You need to experience the experience before it experiences you. And, as with any job of potent terrible, you need to reward good deeds each step away. Right this lickety, I'm gazing at my cupboard, and it's barren of all but a box of 12 Twinklies, brand Twinklies. Goodness knows, I've pre-listed all too soon. Crossed off them Twinklies. Creamy stuffed Earl. Well, that's quite a fettle. Who might that be?
It's your landlady, Dave. Open up.
Whoever said I had me a landlady?
Now, what's all this I hear about you moving?
Well, I'm talking to radio fix listeners from a further place.
You're breaking your lease.
The shock of calamity befalls thee.
Huh. So what do you think I should spend your security on, seeing as how you're forfeiting it, eh?
Well, this is the pre-move blue your faithful finds enveloping today. Animosity killed the cat. That $1,000 was forgotten offhand cash, but it sure would enjoy itself in California. I think you spoke of prematurity, landlady Dave. Perhaps if you'd like to inspect the handwork wrought, you'd forgive the least sin and maybe
all
even...
right, fair enough, fair enough. Okay, let's take a look around, huh? I see you added a room.
My musiquarium.
Should have upped your rent. And you grouted your name again and again and again.
Four words and back and front words. Self-pride is a two-hit virtue. Anagrams along the ceiling panes.
On every surface.
Yeah.
Even the marble banister. Earl, not only am I not returning your security, I'm going to sue you.
And that is the curiosum pain added to my pack chore. This could be a costly leave. Perhaps our sworn enemy, landlady Dave, has a softer facet. Now, us repairites know that the most excruciating tasks are some customers and their complainings. You have to know full times how to gently get your 1,000 singles handed over. We'll just draft up an invite and the parlor door's open.
So I was just going to sleep when a little birdie flew in the front door and deposited a note from you, among other things, on my bed.
It was a rabbit.
Yeah, and this invite says, win the security game, find prizes afoot. What's going on?
I'm known far and away as a Slam Samson Dice Man. Even beat the bald-hooded shroud for an eternal hook. Care to wrestle?
Okay. Looks like I won, handyman. Night. Keep your birds to yourself, okay?
Well, this is a how-to-do. In order to escape the vile calamity, hatches need to be escaped. Plans are brewed. Pre-lists. You know, here's a little bunny secret. The handman who puts up is ashore and capable of taking down. Can't leave the home stir without it costing $1,000. Take the danged fimdle apart, wall to shining wall. Got the banister bag and the oaken floor sack and the water heater box, and we're all smug in a bug, and we can't forget the piano. Bye, kids.
Millions of beer drinkers move freely about the contemporary American landscape, congregating in speakeasies and behind the gates of private social clubs. Beer drinkers plot their schemes and share their hopes and dreams, emerging hours later to walk our streets, undetected and unsuspected. What's that at the door? It could be a beer drinker. Where do they come from? Where do they go? What are they trying to do? No one knows. Drinking from cans, bottles, and glasses, beer drinkers know no bounds. A mechanized refueling procedure originated from the field. Beer drinkers follow secret codes of honor and conduct that science declares inscrutable. They will not stop, not until every goddamn last one of us has a beer in his hand. Even they don't know why. Beer drinkers, they will take what they have learned from beer and use it against us all. Beer drinkers. Beer drinkers. Beer drinker.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. I find that when you're really trying to expedite the making of connections and relationships and earn people's trust and respect and their enthusiasm and their buy-in for what you're selling, I find it helps to begin with an apology. You know, to lead with an apology, guys. That's what I always say. So, like, bringing a new song to the band. I'm sorry. I got a new song. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, it seems to bring out the humanity, and it lets you know that you're not assuming anything, and it makes you look weak in all the best ways.
Well, and I'm sorry if I'm saying something that either you
good
fellas
start.
Had pointed out in the past. I apologize also if that was a leap onto your coattails. I'm wont to do. But I would have to agree wholeheartedly that there is a compelling aspect to each and every open flaw that we expose to those we wish to cultivate favor with. Am I wrong in that?
No. In fact, the research suggests that you're exactly right.
And I'm sorry, I don't think you're wrong.
The people who get ahead in this world are those who are most candid about their own vulnerabilities and the liabilities that they represent, their weaknesses, deficiencies, their lack of stick-to-itiveness, discipline, perseverance, and spirit. All of these things, all the current evidence shows, create the most favorable impression among stakeholders, decision-makers, and other donors of resources of influence and resources of making happen-ness. Yeah. So I just wanted to say, before you go in there, because, listen, a lot of these fires are stomped out. That whole thing about the kids who we hired to wear the masks, the bug masks,
yes,
that has been resolved.
$2,000 each.
There were some health consequences. They were dealt with. The kids were sent home. We advertised it, or someone advertised it, in a county employment office. We were overrun with people who wanted to participate, many of them with technical theater backgrounds. So you're not accountable for that. You don't have to worry about that. Also, that family that we ended up calling the Nat Storm, the Nat Cloud.
Nat
Cloud Light.
Surrounded and followed them.
My idea, and a wrong one.
Well, and no one knows exactly. They won't even say where they're from. Or
the Nats?
The children who do the Nat Storm lights. Mm. Those very fine lights. We also just got a call
those
from
those LEDs that got hot.
Well, yeah. And there were, again, some union electricians here, and it seems like everything is square there. A friend of John Free Space called. He won't be making it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, that, as I understand it, is really about as positive and hopeful a development in any John Free Space endeavor. If he cannot attend in any way, shape, or form, in many ways, that will compel those who are drawn to the Free Space
energy
that they will attend without question.
Yeah. And of course, immediately following this message getting through, that John Free Space has announced through an interpreter that he won't be making the ceremony, John Starscanner and Candid John also immediately canceled as soon as they mm-hmm. sort of picked up wind of that.
Well, this is a very good sign.
The fewer,
yeah, very
fewer
good
crazy Johns, the better.
The better, yes. Yeah. So it's less cluttered with Johns.
I have to add that I also I can be sometimes just
more free space with less free space.
Arrogantly affectatious. I just sometimes, and I'm working on it. But I'm sorry. I am. I do like to.
I think when we take ownership of our foibles, it helps.
I also think working in your favor is, although none of us understand it, the excellent job that the two of you have been doing in keeping our facilities clean and serviced, maintained. We don't understand. For instance, the last time we brought you here is because what we'll call some pre-legal proceedings were initiated in which you would be implicated. As we know, that hasn't yet come to pass.
Implicated.
And then after that meeting, that chaotic, very difficult to interpret meeting,
yes,
you guys fixed a radiator, mopped all the floors, and replaced some rotted molding and paneling.
There was a bit of mold, and that affected the structural stability of a piece of trim at the bottom of a baseboard piece as it ran into the trim around a door trim. And it had been Kolbsawed as opposed to a simple miter, and that's where the rot was.
And mold affects decision making. It irritates everyone who may be exposed to it, and people were predisposed to not agree with things that we were coming up with.
Well, and that was shortly
shush on the mold issue, of course. We appreciate your
it's gone.
Your beginning attempts to remediate it. We also know that now, as a county funded arts organization, we could be subject to deeper inspections at our own expense.
Hmm.
Well, inspect away. We're
all
thorough.
Cleaned up, and the paperwork. We organized.
What about that rice-like insulation? It looks like little pieces of rice.
That might be actual rice. Mm-hmm. It can be used.
Myriad.
It absorbs moisture.
Is the word that we can
use. And the air spaces in between the grains, when stored, I believe they have an R value of roughly 5 for every 2 inches of rice. And it's a alternative. It simply must be thoroughly sealed, as it will become a haven for rodents.
As you may have guessed, this arts organization has really, really flatly spent all of its money. I mean, in an objective and absolute kind of way. We spent the last of it on that last round of fundraising efforts. So when you go in there today to pitch once again your value to the organization and to this opening ceremony initiative in particular that you've been stewarding and shepherding throughout the whole process.
Cleaning up.
Remember, always, to lead with an apology.
I'm very sorry, and
we will try to do better.
We will.
We're just a couple of boys.